أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسب الله عدوا بغير علم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, I would like to talk about abusing. It is a very important subject that at first we should understand it, and the second, we should try to keep away ourselves from these kind of characteristic. Of course, we live in the family, and also every day we can face with the many kinds of the persons. In the society, we are a member of the society, and sometimes there can happen some quarrel between the persons, and maybe they will abuse each other. According to the Islamic view, it is not good that a person abuse the others, either he is in the family or he is out of the family. We should try that we should not use our tongue in the way that Almighty Allah disliked that. Almighty Allah gave us and bestowed to us all these blessings, that we use these blessings in proper way. So if we misuse them, and if we do not use these blessings of Almighty Allah in the correct path, in the proper ways, so it means that we did not thank all the blessings that Almighty Allah bestowed upon us. Now, first of all, I would like to mention some verses of the Holy Quran about this matter. Almighty Allah says, وَلَا تَنَابَذُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. O people, you should not abuse each other, and you should not use the bad words and the bad surname to each other. It is not a good habit. وَلَا تَنَابَذُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. In the second verse of the Holy Quran is this. Almighty Allah says, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. O people, لَا تَسُبُّ. You should not abuse the God of those people who do not worship Almighty Allah. Even those people who worship the idols, and who worship the cows, who worship the suns or the moons, so we do not have this right to abuse their lords, their gods, while their gods are false, and they are not correct. But Almighty Allah forbidden it. وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Those who call Avan except Almighty Allah, those who worship Avan who is except Almighty Allah, you should not abuse them. Why? فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Because if you abuse them, then they will return and they will abuse the Almighty Allah out of ignorance, while they do not know it correctly. So it is not a good habit that we abuse the secrets of the others. As there is a poem in Persian from Saadi who says, Gar madari khish dost dari dashnam made ba madari man. If you like your mother, so do not abuse my mother, because if you abuse my mother, then I will do the same. The same is the case with the secrets of the other. When we live in a society, that in that society are multi-cultures. Different cultures are there, and different kinds of people are there. Some of the people, they worship, except Almighty Allah. If we abuse their secrets, then of course they will come and they will abuse our secrets. And there will be a conflict between the people, while it is not a good habit. As we understood from the Quranic point of view, now let me talk some and bring some narrations from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Our Prophet reproached the abusing and said, as it came in the Holy Quran, that abusing is forbidden in Islam, and we are not allowed to abuse each other. The first verse is this, that our Prophet said, if you abuse the others, it will cause the enmity, and the others will become your enemy. There is a hadith that Abu Basir, he narrated this hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Imam Baqir says that one day a person came near the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, in his household. And this person was from Bani Tamim. Inna rajulan min Tamim, a person from the tribe of Tamim. Atan Nabi, he came and entered to visit the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Faqala, this person, he requested from the Holy Prophet, O Prophet, usini, advise me. Our Prophet, he advised that person who was from Bani Tamim. فَكَانَ فِيمَا أَوْسَاهُ أَنْ قَالَ. Among the advices of the Holy Prophet, one was this, لَا تَسُبُّ النَّاسِ. You should not abuse the people. فَتَكْتَسِبُ الْعَدَاوَةَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Because if you abuse the people, then it will cause, this abusing will be the factor, will be the reason, will be the cause for creating enmity among you. فَتَكْتَسِبُ الْعَدَاوَةَ بَيْنَهُمْ. And this hadith came in the book of Usul Kafi. So now we understood that abusing is not a good habit. The second hadith is this, that our Prophet said, when we abuse, it will be a cause for falling. And our Prophet said, صَابُّ الْمُؤْمِنِ كَالْمُشْرِفِ عَلَى الْحَلَكَ. Those people who abuse the believers, so they are in the place of falling. They will fall. It means that they will go in an astray way, and they will go in a mis way, and it's not good. The third hadith is this, that our Prophet said, among the different kinds of the sins, abusing, it is a major sin. Our Prophet said, سَبَابُ الْمُسْلِمِ فُسُوقٌ. If you abuse the Muslim people, so it is a great sin, a major sin. The fourth hadith is this, that our Prophet said, that Islam and abusing, they cannot come together, and they cannot be combined and joined together. Because if there is a person who says and who names himself that he is Muslim, a Muslim never abuse the others. Our Prophet said, إِنَّ الْفُحْشَ وَالتَّفَحُّشَ لَيْسَ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ. Abusing, it is not in the Islam. لَيْسَ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ فِي شَيْءٍ وَإِنَّ أَحْسَنَ النَّاسِ إِسْلَامًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلْقًا. Those who do not commit abusing, and they do not abuse the others, of course they can be the best people, the best Muslim. وَإِنَّ أَحْسَنَ النَّاسِ إِسْلَامًا. The best people in Islam are those أحسنهم خلقا, that they have the best good moral, they have the best moral. The fifth hadith is this, that our prophet said, Almighty Allah dislike abusing. Inna Allah Ta'ala yabghadu al-fuhsha. Almighty Allah, He dislike the abusing. And there is another hadith from our prophet who said, Iyakum wal-fuhsh. You should keep away yourselves from abusing. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَاحِشِ, because Almighty Allah, He dislikes the person who commits abusing. The sixth hadith is this, that our Prophet said, the worst people are those who abuse the others. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ شَرِّ عَبِيدِ اللَّهِ, the worst servants of and the slaves of Almighty Allah are those مَنْ يَكْرَهُ مُجَالَسَتُهُ لِفُحْشِهِ, that the people dislike to sit near that person because of his abusing, because he has this habit that he abuses the others. So the people, they dislike to sit near him. These kind of the people, they are the worst of all. And the seven hadith is this, that our Prophet said, Almighty Allah deprived the abusers from entering the paradise. Our Prophet said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الله حرم الجنة. Almighty Allah make the paradise haram for whom? على كل فحاش, for those people who abuse. بذي قليل الحياة لا يبالي بما قال ولا ما قيل في. In those people that it makes no difference for them, whatever you say and whatever he says, so it makes no difference. Almighty Allah make haram entering the paradise for these kind of the people. There is another hadith from our Prophet who forbidden abusing the others. إِذَا شَتَمَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَخَاهُ. Our Prophet said that when a person wants to abuse the others, فَلَا يَشْتِمْ عَشِيرَتَهُ, it's not a good habit that you abuse his tribe. وَلَا أَبَاهُ, and it is not good habit that you abuse their parents. I mean, أباه, the father, ولا أمه, the mother, ولكن ليقل إن كان يعلم ذلك. If you know it, yes, you can say this, that إنك لبخيل, you are كرمجيان, وإنك لجبان, you are coward, وَإِنَّكَ لَكَذُوبٌ, and you are surely the liar. إِنْ كَانَ يَعْلَمُ ذَلِكَ مِنْهُ, if you know these habits from them. If you do not know these habits in them, so you are not allowed to even say these words. And there is another story from Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhim as-salam, that one day Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhim as-salam, he saw two people that they have quarrel between each other, and one of them started abusing the others. So our Prophet said to all the people, Al-Badi Adlam, when two persons they try to have a quarrel between each other, and they are trying to abuse each other, then the first person who starts abusing, he is azlam. It means that the sin of him will be much more than the others. Al-Badi Azlam. Wa wizruhu wa wizru sahibihi alayh. And also the sin of himself and the sin of his friend, the both will be on his neck. Because he is the starter. مَا لَمْ يَعْتَدِ الْمَظْلُومِ Tell that mazloom, that oppressed person, he do not do the same. And there is a story from our Imam Ali alayhi salam, who said one day, it is a story, one day Imam Ali with Qambar, his servant, they were going in one place. Then our Imam, he advised Qambar, وَقَدْ رَامَ أَيَّشْتِمَ شَاطِمَهُ. A person, he abused the Qambar. And Qambar wanted to do the same. And then our Imam said, مَهْلًا يَا Qambar. Be slow, O Qambar, and you should not do the same. دَعْ شَاطِمَكَ مُهَانًا. Leave that a person who abused you, he be disgraced. تُرْضِ الرَّحْمَن. And then Almighty Allah will be satisfied of you. وَتُسْخَتَ الشَّيْطَان. And if you keep quiet, then the shaitan, the Satan, will become angry. وَتُعَاقِبْ عَدُوَّكَ. And your enemy, he will be punished. فَوَالَّذِي فَلَقَ الْحَبَّ وَبَرَّ النَّسَمَ مَا أَرْضَ الْمُؤْمِنُ رَبَّهُ بِمِثْلِ الْحِلْمِ. Then our Imam said that I swear by Almighty Allah that a mu'min cannot make his Lord happy and satisfied. بِمِثْلِ الْحِلْمِ, like Hilm, that he should keep patient. وَلَا أَسْخَتَ الشَّيْطَانَ بِمِثْلِ الثَّامْتِ. And Shaitan will become very angry from this kind of habit. وَلَا عُقِبَ الْأَحْمَقُ بِمِثْلِ السُّكُوتِ. And the fool person will become very unhappy because of keeping silent. From this hadith also we can understand that we should not abuse the others. And also there is another story from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that a person was with Imam Sadiq. He was his friend, the friend of Imam Sadiq. They were going to one place, and the friend of Imam Sadiq, he had a servant. And by the way, he looked here and there, and he saw a shoe shop, and he entered there. Then the friend of Imam Sadiq, he could not find his servant. And when his servant came, and he used a bad word to his mother, our Imam Sadiq said that, I thought that you are Muslim, you are a believer, and you are a pious man. While you are doing this kind of, and you are abusing your servant, then that person said that, oh, Imam, his mother is from India, from Sindh, and those people are not Muslim. Then our Imam said that even if they are from there, so they have their own customs, and we cannot say that his mother was a bad doer. Then our Imam became very angry because of this habit. Our Prophet said that you should not abuse your father, your mother, and also you should not abuse the father and mother of other people. And there is a saying from our Prophet who says, مَلْعُونٌ مَنْ سَبَّ وَالِدَيْ. Curse be upon those people who abuse their parents. قالوا يا رسول الله وكيف يسب والدي. Some of the people, they ask from the Prophet, O Prophet, how can it be, and how can a person abuse their parents? فقال our Prophet said, يَسُبُّ الرَّجُلُ فَيَسُبُّ أَبَاهُ فَيَسُبُّ الْآخَرَ أَبَاهُ. A person may abuse the father or mother of other persons, and other persons will return and will abuse his mother and his father. So it is forbidden, and the people should not do this kind of abusing. So these were some hadiths and some narrations from the Holy Prophet and as well as from the rest of the Imams that I have told you about the abusing the others, and it is not a good habit, and we should try to keep away from having such kind of a habit to abuse the others. God willing, thank you very much as you followed this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.